Look at the 12th chapter of Genesis. Now the Lord, Jehovah, said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto the land that I will show thee. You don't know anything about it, but I'm going to show it to you. And thou shalt be a blessing. I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham departed. God said, Abraham did. Or as Abram. As the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75, and he departed out of Haran. Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son. Chapter 13, Abram was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. Now you come to the 15th chapter. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and exceeding great reward. Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house, this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he shall come forth out of thine own body, but be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if you be able to number them. And he said, so shall your seed be. And he believed the Lord, and it counted unto him for righteousness. He said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee a land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, how shall I know that I shall inherit it? He said, take me a heifer of 3 years old, a she-goat of 3 years old, a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove and a young pigeon. He took unto him all of these and divided them in the midst. He cut them down the spine, and they just fell. And there was the blood that fell out of those animals. And the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came upon the carcass, Abram drove them away. When the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, and horror and great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. They shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterward they shall come out with great substance. Thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, for thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come here again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. It'll come to pass that the sun went down, it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp passed between those pieces. In the same day the Lord made covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed be have I given this land, the river of Egypt, unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and so forth. I've made a covenant with you. He walked in blood. The rabbis teach that he walked in the figure eight, which is the sign of infinity. An everlasting covenant. Personally, I believe God. I believe Abram saw God's footprints in that blood. And all the time he was talking to him. Praise God. Praise God. Mm-mm. Verse 15, Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar was Ishmael to Abram. When Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am Almighty God. I am El Shaddai. I am the God who's more than enough. I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell on his face and God talked with him saying, as for me, he didn't have to accept this. God just said, as for me, he chose a man. As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. Thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. That H, glory to God. It is the H in Yud He Vav He, the unspeakable name of God. Hashem, the name above all names. He put his name in the middle. And from then on, he was called the friend of God. God's friend. Covenant friend. And then we know that the word says he was fully persuaded that God was able to do that which he said. Ninety-nine years old. Let's read it. Verse 11. You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of your seed. He that is born in your house and he that is bought with money must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. I did a lot of praying over the years concerning these covenants. And I asked the Lord, why did you cut that covenant with Abram where it could not be seen? So that all could see by his wealth and by his being literally untouchable. That I was in covenant with him. And Sarai had the same H put in her name, and she became Sarah, the mother of multitudes. Then the Isaiah prophesied. Look ye unto the rock from which you were hewn. And the ground from which you came. And I will bless you like the Garden of Eden. That's the Eden covenant. And we have inherited Eden. If we only know it. Because everything was supplied. But the Bible says we have been circumcised of the heart. Circumcision was excess flesh, and we were circumcised in the heart, and excess flesh was gone the moment we were born again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Covenants are still cut today around the world. Then it got over into the dark side. Of course, you can just depend on the devil to try to do the same thing. So, that's when voodoo came in. And they used chicken blood. And all kinds of blood rites. And then fall into trances. And all such like. So you see, this covenant book has shaped the entire human race. Whether they realize it or not. Because tribes today that never heard of this book are cutting covenant. Praise God. The covenants of blood. I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee. I will make you exceeding fruitful. I'll make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee. And God said unto Abram, you shall keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and thy seed after thee. Every man shall be circumcised and so forth. And the uncircumcised child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, his soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. They were afraid of him. Have you seen this man that's come up? Surely to defy Israel has come up. It shall be that a man who kills him, the king will enrich him, and great riches he'll give him his daughter and make his father's house free. David spoke to the men that stood by him, say, what shall be done to the man that kills this Philistine? Takes away the reproach from Israel. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? He doesn't have a covenant. I do. I don't care if I am a teenage boy. Yeah. Eliab was the eldest brother. When he spoke unto the men, Eliab's anger was kindled against David. Verse 30, he turned from him toward another and spake of the same manner. The words were heard which David spoke. They rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. Saul said to David, you're not able to go against this Philistine to fight him. You're but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. There came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. So the Samson anointing was on him. That servant slew both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with thee. He took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put him in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine, and the Philistine came near to David and the man that bare the shield before him. And when the Philistine looked about saw David, he disdained him, for he is but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the fowls of the air and the beasts of the field. then David to the Philistine, "You come at me with a sword and with a spear, with a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, of the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This day will the Lord deliver me you into my hand, and I'll smite you and take your head from you, and I'll give your carcass to the host of the Philistines this day." He said it and said it and said it. The Lord of hosts. The Lord of the angelic armies of God. He invoked the angels when he did that. I come at you in the name. Didn't have the name of Jesus. I come at you in the name of the Lord God of hosts. That phrase was used in the book of Malachi 22 times. It's used concerning tithing. Well, his covenant with God was everything to him. He was trained and taught by his father Jesse. And he was the Samuel came to anoint the king. And he said, No. Is this all the boys you have? Well, we have this little red-headed kid that's but he's just a shepherd. Send him. Well, they brought him in, and he anointed him with oil, and he said, "Behold, the king of Israel." Well, now you know what that did to the rest. Oh, the rest of them just wanted to kill him. The little smart aleck, the daddy's favorite, little shepherd boy. But what's he doing? He's out there with that sling. I wanted you to see this. And David said, moreover, he just went on and on about this. "This day will the Lord deliver you unto my hand. I will smite you and take your head off of you." With a rock? How's he going to do it? He said it. "And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to David, David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine." Don't pay any attention to what Hollywood did with that. Dancing around out there and all that. He just ran after him, ran toward him. "Took there a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him. There was the hand of David. Therefore he ran, stood on the Philistine, took his sword, drew it out of the sheath and slew him and cut his head off his head therewith. He did what he said he would do." When the Philistines saw it, their champion was dead. They fled. The men of Israel out of Judah rose and shouted and pursued the Philistines into the valley of Ekron, and wounded the Philistines, fell down to Gath. They chased him back to his hometown with David has his head in his hand. Teeth, hair, and eyeballs all over him. Blood running down his arm. Figure it out. He was something like 9 feet, 7 inches tall. His staff was so big he had to have somebody else to carry it. Shield and armor and all that. But there was one little spot right between the eyes, and he fell on his face. I mean, the insult of insults fell on his face. And David took the man's sword, stood on him. One translation said, he brought him down with a stone and finished him off with the sword.
Lord, yeah.
So I'll ask you, who made David king? Goliath.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They sang songs about him, and then after that, Saul hated him. But he was so honorable, he refused to kill Saul because he was anointed. And he and Jonathan literally entered into a blood covenant between one another.
Glory to God.
They were blood brothers. Glory to God. Would you stand with me, please? David Ellis, would you go to the piano, please? Would you play Just As I Am? If you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you literally don't know what you're missing. In the 10th chapter of Romans, that whoever believes that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess him as Lord, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart a person believes unto right standing with God, and with the mouth confession is made. So just put your hand over your heart. Raise that other hand up towards God, indicating that you mean it. Oh God in heaven, I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I believe that because your book says so. Come into my heart. I receive you now as my Lord, my Savior. Take my life and do something with it. And now that I'm a born again child of the living God, fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit. I fully expect to speak in a prayer language that I never learned. In your Bible, it's called speaking with other tongues. And I receive that now. I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. And I will live with you throughout eternity. And so, receiving that His Spirit is the easiest thing you ever did in your life. You just take a deep breath and say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Ramahala Livre Be. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am a child of the living God.
There's no greater force than the power of faith living on the inside of you. In the Faith and the Covenant package, learn how these fundamental messages of faith and covenant will allow you to walk in the promises God has for you. Kenneth Copeland's in-depth teaching series, The Blood Covenant, will unpack the blessing of Abraham, explore God's covenant with man, and help you learn the power of faith in the blood of Jesus. In his book, The Force of Faith, Kenneth Copeland reveals the power of the spiritual force of faith in you. Understand what faith is and the effect it has on your life. gained tools to combat fear, the opposing force of faith, and eliminate it altogether, so you can have the victory in every situation and circumstance in life. You are redeemed from the curse, and the blessing of Abraham is now yours through an everlasting covenant with God. Request your free Faith in the Covenant package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Gain clear understanding of your covenant with God and how the blood of Jesus and the force of faith powerfully impacts your life and future. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. If you prayed with Brother Copeland today and received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to welcome you to the family of God. Your spirit is born again, and you have the very life and faith of God in you now. You have a covenant with God that includes the blessing of the Lord, eternal life, healing, and prosperity. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ Jesus, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has some free resources that we want to send you. It's called The Salvation Package, and it includes this book, He Did It All For You, by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures to help you get started reading and studying your Bible. Every day you can feed your spirit with the Word of God and renew your mind to it and make it the final authority in your life. Request your Salvation Package free on kcm.org. A great way to build your faith is to attend a KCM event. The Europe Victory Campaign starts this Thursday. It's June 1st through the 3rd at the Harrogate Convention Center in Harrogate, England, in the United Kingdom. Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be preaching the Word of God, and it will be an amazing three-day event where you can be totally immersed in the Word of God. Come face-to-face with a God who loves you in a Spirit-filled atmosphere of faith. This is a time to increase your faith and to see victory in every area of your life. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has recently celebrated 40 years of ministry in Europe and over 55 years in the U.S. Join your faith with ours, along with like-minded believers from around the world, and let's believe for an awakening to God in our nations. For more information on this free event, go to kcm.org. We want to thank you for joining us today. And you know what? We'll see you tomorrow. But this is Spencer Nordyke reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.